Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your go-to source for the latest immigration updates across Canada. In this episode, we'll cover provincial nominee program changes, Citizenship Act amendments, community pilot draws, and international experience program invitations. Let's dive right in. New Brunswick skilled worker stream pause. The New Brunswick Provincial Nominee Program, NBPNP, has temporarily paused the New Brunswick Skilled Worker Stream for any expression of interest. Submitted after May 17, 2024. This pause is necessary for the province to manage the high volume of candidates in this stream. The NBPNP recommends that foreign nationals and employers with jobs or job offers in NOC-TER Categories 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 consider the Atlantic Immigration Program as an alternative during this pause. However, invitations will still be issued to all eligible French-speaking candidates meeting specific language proficiency requirements and with qualifying job offers. Potential changes to the Citizenship Act. The federal government is reportedly preparing a bill to amend the Citizenship Act, which could impact more than 3,500 stateless individuals currently residing in Canada, known as Lost Canadians. Despite a court order to amend the Act by June 19, the specifics of the proposed changes remain unclear. Concerns persist about a potential substantial connection test, which could require parents to prove their ties to Canada to pass citizenship to children born abroad. The government faces the challenge of addressing the issues faced by lost Canadians while ensuring the integrity of the citizenship process. Sudbury RNIP draw. On May 10, 2024, the City of Greater Sudbury held a new round of invitations in the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program. In this draw, the city considered 32 candidates under the conventional stream of the RNIP, with a minimum score of 145, lower than the previous draw. This year, Sudbury has invited a total of 416 applicants and has recommended around 800 individuals under the RNIP since the program's launch, demonstrating the city's commitment to attracting and retaining skilled workers in rural and northern communities. International Experience Canada invitations. Over the last week, IRCC held new draws in the pools of International Experience Canada, inviting 2,374 young foreigners to apply for an IEC Open Work Permit. As of May 19, 33,990 candidates were registered in the pool and waiting for an invitation. The invitations were distributed across various participating countries, with the highest numbers going to Korea, the United Kingdom, France, and Japan. In 2024 so far, Canada has issued 78,769 invitations to apply under the IEC program, highlighting the continued popularity of this initiative among young professionals seeking international work experience. That's all for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth analysis on the latest immigration developments across the country. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.